You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now, I love this weekend, Veterans Day weekend. It's absolutely brilliant because I love everyone who has ever served in the military, the families that have sacrificed, just God bless you all and thank you so much. If it wasn't for what you have done, I couldn't do what I do. And I am just so grateful for, you know, all our people that have served in all branches of the military and the families as well. A little later in my show, in our second hour, we're going to have the Vice President of Fisher House Foundation talk to us. These guys are great. For those of you not familiar with Fisher House, they actually provide a home away from home for military families to be close to a loved one during their hospitalization for an illness, injury, disease, etc. And we just don't show enough support for our military or their families. And holidays such as this that actually lands on a weekend is wonderful. So I know some of you are making it a three-day weekend, four-day weekend. Just remember, it's not, oh, yay, you get out of work, you know, the banks are closed, you don't have to worry about getting bills in the mail. Our office is open, of course, because, you know, we still have people that are sick, but it's a day to, you know, remember why we're here and who helped us be here. So just, again, thank you all. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, it's Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. You know, really quickly, I tried to quiz my husband on how Veterans Day came about, which war was it. It actually was World War One. World War One, technically the fighting ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, November 11th, 1918. Yet, back then, they called it Armistice Day. So it was kind of considered Armistice Day, but it wasn't officially named until there was a congressional resolution in 1926. And again, they thought that they could, you know, forever consider this Armistice Day because World War One was the war to end all wars. But then a few years later, after the congressional resolution, war broke out in Europe, and then World War Two came about. So after some more legislation, I believe it was a congressman from Kansas decided to propose a bill that would change Armistice Day to Veterans Day. I believe it was Representative Edward Reese of Kansas. There it is. And then President Eisenhower was the one that proclaimed November 11th as Veterans Day. So that's how Veterans Day happened. So just, again, just thank you all. I love you. If you guys see a veteran, give him a big, juicy kiss. Not because our Army men and Marines and Air Force and, I mean, are just so handsome and sexy in their uniforms. I mean, even my 80-year-old vets, you know, when they get dressed up, I speak a lot at veteran clubs and meetings, and I love it when, you know, our 80-year-old World War II vets still so handsome. Oh, just handsome. But anyway, give them a kiss for me. All right, we got a lot to talk about on today's show. You know, in response to what happened with Governor Perry in the debate the other day, you know, people were going, okay, well, what was that? Was that a mini stroke? Was it broke as a face? Yeah, it was a brain fart. Governor Perry had a brain fart. And okay, we don't have to do the sounds on brain fart. But there are, we believe there is some medical explanation for that. So we're going to talk about what brain farts are. I also want to talk about, okay, I'm looking at all the stuff I want to talk about. I thought brain farts would really take up the whole show. Oh, yeah, so we got all these kids coming out of college. We need to know what majors will actually get them a job. Did some of them go for the wrong major? Like, I think some of them who have a major in nutrition, they're going to have a heck of a time finding a job. Also, still more debate whether alcoholics should get liver transplants. You know, when I was in school, I was under the understanding if you were an alcoholic, you would not qualify for a liver transplant. Well, apparently alcoholics do qualify in some states, but should they? So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, pretty juicy show. pretty juicy as we salute our veterans. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We think we got the little numbers thing resolved. If you have any problems calling in, just email me at drdalia.com, drdaliah.com. On my website, I want to give a couple of you guys shout outs because I never get to read all your emails, although I try and answer each one. And of course, please follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. You know, they say this November 11th, 2011, you know, not only are a bunch of people flocking to Vegas to get married, you know, and I air the show out of Las Vegas. Well, I air a lot of things, but tonight I'm just airing the show. Yeah, so a lot of people that want to get married November 11th, just like July 7th, 2007 was supposed to be a big day, 7-7-7, so 11-11-11, but they're saying a lot of people are scheduling C-sections. Many people want their babies born on 11-11-11. Now, they say the last time there was an 11-11-11 was November 11th, 1911. Now, they say November 11th, 1911, temperatures fell in the U.S. 60 degrees over the course of a single day. I'm getting this from Fox News, causing blizzards and tornadoes. For some people, it was a special day. Special day? That would stink if there were tornadoes and blizzards. I don't really think 11 is a bad number. 13, I don't really think is a bad number. I've never been lucky with 7. Never been lucky with 7. My 7th husband, I'm joking. I've only been married once. Sometimes my husband listens, you know. Yeah, and whenever he makes me mad, I'm like, my first husband never yelled at me like this. All right, you know, a lucky number for me has been 2. 2 has always been lucky. So 2 and 13. 7, uh-uh. You know, it's funny, I get asked, Dr. Dahlia, you live in Vegas, so you gamble. I don't gamble. I don't. I'm Mormon. No, I'm not Mormon. I'm Jewish. I just don't gamble. You know, when I was young and it was fun, but you lose money. Now, please don't come to Vegas. You know, our economy needs you. Please still come to Vegas. But no, you know, I try to play craps because my father was really into gambling and craps and stuff. And I just never got it. I just never won. You know, maybe I put some money on Black 17 when we played roulette, but I never won. So for me, it just wasn't worth it. And I don't gamble. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy, and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Let's go to the phone lines then. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. My name is Dan, and I have gout. And some other diseases, and I'm not Jewish, but I love chopped liver. I don't eat it a lot. I eat it maybe once every 2 months. Just want to know really how bad is it for me, and if I were to limit the intake of it, how many months apart should I have? All right, thank you.
Okay, so here's the thing. I am Jewish, and no, I do not like chopped liver, so you can have mine. Whenever my mom serves it, please take mine. I've never understood why that's a food. I do not want to eat an animal's liver. I don't want to eat an animal's kidney. I don't want to eat an animal's testicle. All I want to do is just eat the meat. I don't understand why that's a food. But you're right. Liver, if you have gout, you have to avoid foods that are high in purines and kind of high in proteins. Purines, you need, purines are kind of important for the body's cellular structure. They, they're in most, they're in our genes, and purines are very, very important. But if you have foods that concentrate your purines, these purines, when they're broken down, they can actually then turn to uric acid. Uric acid is what causes the gout. Now, uric acid is one of the prettiest crystals. When it crystallizes, when it gets to a supersaturation point, it makes these crystals. And then these crystals form in your joints. Now, my theory has always been, if you get gout, you get gout in the areas you've injured more. Because, my grandfather was a football player, and he would have gout in the joints that he really hurt when he played football. Now, some people, they'll just get it in both knees, or they'll get it in both toes, or they'll, it doesn't matter. But I want you guys to think back, those of you that have gout, and if it always seems to affect your bad knee, I just think your weakest joint is where the gout likes to attack. I could be wrong, but that's just something I've noticed. It's I don't know if it's medically sound, but I just noticed it in my practice. All right, so you need to avoid foods high in purines, which are, a lot of times the high protein foods. Although, foods that are, if we just kind of look at foods high in purines, I want to actually take a step back on this. I didn't have gout. I had a uric acid kidney stone. I've talked about kidney stones a lot on the show. Uric acid is a more rare kind. But since my grandfather had gout, I didn't have a gout attack. Looks like I have too much uric acid. So I made a uric acid kidney stone. And I remember them telling me, avoid meat, become a vegetarian, avoid alcohol. But they said chicken is worse than beef. Now, personally, I think they all could be an issue. Like you had asked, all right, well, with the liver, how far apart should I not eat the liver? How many months? Sometimes it doesn't matter. I mean, I've had people, they can eat steak every night and they don't get the gout attacks. But then I have some people that haven't had steak in a while, all of a sudden they have one, and then they get it. Sometimes if it's not gradual, and then all of a sudden exponentially your purines are high, that could precipitate a gout attack. So foods you need to avoid, of course, and I'm getting this from John Hopkins has a list, hearts, herring, mussels. Okay, if you guys are eating hearts, I don't want to know you. Herring, oh my gosh, mussels, yeast, smelt, sardines, and sweetbreads. Sweetbreads. Are sweetbreads pancreas? Oh, people. What are you guys putting in your system? They also say avoid anchovies, mutton, veal, bacon, liver, there's your liver, salmon, oh, that stinks because we need that for our fish oils, turkey, kidneys, partridge, like partridge in a pear tree. Oh, you guys aren't eating partridges. Come on. Between eating partridges and the Christmas tree tax, we aren't going to even have a Christmas. Trout, goose, haddock. I thought you sleep in one of those. Pheasant and scallops. Oh, my husband's screwed. Okay, so those are foods high in purines. Now, there are foods high in purines, though, that don't appear to have an issue with gout. Those are peas, beans, mushrooms, cauliflower, and spinach. I don't like any of them. I don't even know what to eat. But, I got to be honest, though. Most people come into me having a gout attack after having steak and beer. So I think it is the precipitating event. So this is what I would do. Okay, if you really like your chicken liver, or your chopped liver, what I would do is have your uric acid levels checked. Okay, now if your uric acid levels are high, I would probably recommend going on something called allopurinol. There's low doses and then there's higher doses, but we used to ignore high uric acid levels if you don't get gout. We would call it asymptomatic hyperuricemia. Spell that in third grade spelling bee. Asymptomatic hyperuricemia. A-S. I'm sure some kids could spell it. I can't spell. So we used to kind of blow it off. You say, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You're not having gout attacks. Why treat it? But then we notice that a lot of these men that have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, also have high uric acid. And if we're worried about Syndrome X,
and these guys having heart attacks and increased inflammation. And I know, you know, there's a lot of people going, oh, well, the acidity versus the alkalinity. Not that I think uric acid is really making anybody acidic, honestly. We have a lot of doctors say, just get that uric acid low. And I predict that's going to be later a mainstay treatment, even if you don't have gout, to get those uric acid levels low. So my recommendation is any of you gentlemen, especially, that have high blood pressure and high cholesterol and diabetes, have them throw uric acid on your blood test just to know. All right, so back to the liver guy here. Have your uric acid level checked. If it's normal, what you could do is that you could eat chicken liver and then test it the next day. And you could see, you know, I mean, if you have good insurance, of course, and see what the levels are doing. And if you're noticing that you're kind of precipitated high, you know, you have to be careful. But, you know, also just have a little bit, you know, you don't have to like eat a whole bag of it. Oh, your burps must be disgusting. But, you know, I same goes for people with diabetes. So I tell you, but I really, really like my pasta. Well, then check your sugar before and after. You know, see, you know, play around with different amounts of pasta. Play around with different portions. Play around with wheat pasta, etc. So you can figure it out. You know, but for those of you that like to eat the yeast and the smelt and the sardines and the herring and the hearts, you're on your own. You are on your own. All right. Okay, so what happens if you have a gout attack? What do you do? Well, it hurts. It hurts. Unfortunately, a lot of people, they treat it at home. So they pound a bunch of Advil, anti-inflammatories. It works. It works. I mean, when I was in the ER, we used to have to, you know, pound people some steroids just to kind of decrease the inflammation. Because when these crystals crystallize, no matter how beautiful they are, it causes, such crystallization. And so the joint starts to swell up pretty badly. And the pain, I don't know if any of you have had a gout attack, but you don't even want anyone to break wind around that toe or that knee. I mean, anything hurts. It is so tender. And one of the reasons why it's tender is because of the speed. You know, when it crystallizes so quickly that people always wake up with the attack, probably because of the night before, what they had eaten. So, I mean, please go to the doctor. And, you know, some people say, well, how do you know it's gout? Many times we suck out the fluid from the knee or the toe. We stick a needle in it, we suck out the fluid, send it to the lab, they can see the crystals. But a lot of times, it's based on history. Now, some people will say they've never had their uric acid levels checked. So they'll come in with a gout attack, will check their uric acid levels, and they're normal. You could have normal uric acid levels when you have a gout attack because much of your uric acid is now hanging around your knee or hanging around your toe. So that doesn't mean anything. We need to check your uric acid levels when you're healthy. That's why, like I said, when you get your routine blood, if you're high blood pressure, diabetic, or high cholesterol patient, you know, get it done with your routine. We want to see where your baseline is. I don't want to see when you're sick, because then we may not be able to know. Now, some people will say, well, Dahlia, my doctor gave me that allopurinol a long time ago. I still have it in my cupboard. So can I take it now while I have a gout attack? No, no, no. If you start taking allopurinol, gout preventative medicine in the middle of a gout attack, that could make things worse. You can't take allopurinol to make your gout attack go away. You're going to need to probably take some heavy, heavy anti-inflammatories that your doctor prescribes. I don't want you getting an ulcer, so the doctor has to watch this because this stuff is heavy. Or they give you something called colchicine. Colchicine will break it up. Colchicine is very, very powerful. But for any of you that have ever taken colchicine, it gives you diarrhea. And how we doctors decide how much to give you is we make you take it until you get the diarrhea. And then we go, all right, you have the diarrhea, stop at that level, and that's the level you take. So it's pretty rough. You're not a happy boy. You're in the potty with a swollen knee. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
A shout out to Phyllis, who's been listening to me in Alabama on XM channel 166. Actually, she used to be a vegan, lost vegan, not a vegan. And I just want to give her a shout out. Thank you for listening to the show. You know, those of you that have been sending me emails on how to get my show in your city, it's very simple. Just call your radio station and say we want the Dr. Dahlia show. Now, of course, they're going to tell you to go get your head examined. They may hang hang up on you a couple times, these radio stations, but just that's honestly, that's how this show has been spreading. People have been calling, telling the stations, you know, you got to hear Dr. Dahlia. And of course, you know, don't eat while you listen to the show. And you may not want to have anybody, you know, in the car under 18 at the time listening either. But just that's how you do it. So any of your talk stations that you listen to, please tell them. And they can look me up online, and then we will get them set up with Genesis Communications Network. We got Donovan working the dials tonight. So we are just rocking and rolling. Okay. Oh, there's some good stuff I want to talk about. What do I want to talk about first? Okay. Magnets that can help treat prostate cancer. Okay. This is cool. Guys, you're going to love this. Don't start cringing. Okay. All right, now, don't worry. We don't stick the magnets up the butt. Don't worry. Okay. British scientists. This is cool, guys. This is really, really cool. Really cool. British scientists, they say, have developed this new magnetic therapy which can help treat prostate cancer. Okay. Now, I want to go back a step. Remember we've been talking about how they've been trying to cure cancer by using white blood cells that have a virus. We've been talking about viruses where what they want to do is they want to get a virus in the tumor. Remember we were talking about herpes virus and aggressive breast cancer last week, how the herpes virus would kill the breast cancer. Well, what they've been trying to do, sometimes you just can't inject the virus. You got to inject a cell infected with the virus, and then the virus goes to the tumor cells. Well, the problem they've been having is when they're trying to inject white blood cells that have a virus near the pancreatic tumor, these white blood cells, they just kind of go, you know, all over the place, and they won't go to where they need to be. So what scientists decided to do is arm these macrophages, or these white blood cells, with little magnetic nanoparticles, okay? So basically, they magnetize them, and then they use a magnet on the outside to drag them over to the prostate cancer. This is cool. Even if you don't have a prostate, you gotta admit that is cool. It's like that game, you know, where you hold a pen and you drag the ball, you know, because it's a magnet. Imagine just dragging cells that are magnetized over to the prostate tumor and having them go crazy. This is, I think, one of the coolest things I have talked about on my show in the last 2 days. Scientists from the University of Sheffield in Northern England have been doing this, and the authors are going to present their findings at a National Cancer Research Conference in Liverpool, Northern England. I got to go to this one. They say, oh, if it's England, I got to do the accent. This magnetic targeted approach could be used to increase the efficacy of various cell-based gene therapies for cancer. Oh my gosh, that is awesome. I love it. I think this is great. So, how much outside? Is the magnet an intrarectal probe on the outside of the prostate, or is it outside on your buttocks? Okay, I'm thinking it's going to be an intrarectal probe, but I don't have a prostate, so that's not going to bother me. All right, so that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool stuff. Okay. For those of you that listen to my show online, you know that my show goes on for 3 hours. It goes on and on and on, like the Titanic movie. But just to let you know, for those of you who can hang on to the show, at about the bottom of the second hour, we're going to be talking to somebody from the Fisher House Foundation. Fisher House program, this is great. And for those of you that aren't going to have a chance to listen to my show, I want you guys to go to fisherhouse.org. What is so cool about this organization is they help military families be with their loved ones while their loved ones are getting treatment, whether it's, I believe, cancer or injuries or post-traumatic stress disorder. So we're going to be talking with the vice president of the Fisher House Foundation in the bottom of the next hour. But for those of you that won't have a chance to listen, and I know it's just probably breaking your heart, absolutely breaking your heart, I know I'm crying over it, go to fisherhouse.org, okay? Fisherhouse.org. Pretty cool stuff. All right. Looks like a study came out saying heavy speed use and meth use is could be linked to schizophrenia. Now, I always thought, you know, medical school schizophrenia was, you know, pretty genetic. But they're saying now methamphetamine or speed-type stimulants could possibly predispose you to schizophrenia. This is going to be published in the American Journal of Psychiatry. Again, I don't know how. The researchers don't know how. They think it's they think there's a pretty strong link. Of course, that is a very good a magazine for any of you that don't know what to have on the back of your toilet. I have People Magazine. I have also Inquirer. I like Inquirer, but I do have, you know, some of these journals, you know, like Nature and Journal of American Medical Association. Not a lot of pictures. Font is kind of small, but yeah. All right, next story we want to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show is what happened to Governor Perry yesterday, Rick Perry, in the debate. Now, it sounds like for about 51 seconds he had trouble remembering something. You know what I mean? Do they really need to make a big deal out of this? Really? I mean, it was all over CNN. I mean, I watch Fox, and I do watch CNN. I go back and forth because I have a very, very small amount of time in different bursts of the day, and I want to get as much news, and I want to see the way they do present the news. And, of course, CNN, this whole Rick Perry debate gaffe. I mean, okay, what happened basically is he was talking about the three agencies he went to cut from federal government, right? And he goes, commerce, education, and he couldn't remember the third. And then, you know, there was some joking or whatever, and then he said, oops. And then, you know, he's been talking about the slip-up. But, you know, some people were like, he really couldn't remember it. Dr. Dahlia, do you think it was a mini-stroke? And no, I don't think it's a mini-stroke at all. He had what we call a brain fart. Okay, well, actually, they don't want to call it that. What they want to call it is a brain infarction, but I don't like that. A brain infarction, to me, means stroke. And no, I don't want to call it that. You know, we call the brain farts just because they're kind of funny to say. But scientists have actually looked to see if there was some medical happening or occurrence during these lapses of what you're trying to think or say. Now, the reason why some people would be even asking me about stroke is there is something called Broca's aphasia, where you know how you know the words you want to say. You know exactly what you want to say, but it won't come out. Remember, there was a reporter in L.A. who was reporting something, and she just mumbled. It was incoherent speech, and she had some form of Broca's aphasia. Now, they linked it not to a stroke, but to a migraine. They said the migraine caused it, but aphasia is when you have the difficulty to speak. With him, he lost the thought. Now, what they did a couple years back, this was very interesting, is they did a study, and again, it was very, very difficult because, I mean, you know, you need to catch people when they aren't being watched. I mean, like this was just, you know, Governor Perry was, you know, in the heat of a debate, and then, you know, he had a little lapse of remembering what he wanted to say. But they actually found that there is abnormal brain activity that begins 30 seconds before the mistake happens. Now, what they did is they had brains of volunteers scanned. So they were doing MRI scans as they performed a monotonous task, like repetitively pushing buttons that, you know, match images flash at them. And then unexpectedly, before volunteers made the errors, they captured on scan brain started to display abnormal behavior about 30 seconds beforehand. Okay, then they aren't really telling us what kind of mistakes the people were making, but then they found once the person kind of regrouped, it went away. So there is some sort of abnormal brain activity, not like a stroke. But that's why they're kind of calling it an infarction, which I disagree with. All right, well, that's what a brain fart is. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
All right, guys, we are back. guest on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, Facebook, tweets, whatever the heck you want to do. And, of course, don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. So this is interesting. They're saying many healthcare workers who wear gloves are less likely to clean their hands before and after patient contact. Okay, so wait a second. So what they're doing is they're wearing gloves, taking off the gloves and going on to the next patient. Oh, no. You need to wash your hands still. All right, you know, gloves don't prevent, they are not supposed to be a substitute for hand washing. You still wash your hands. Oh, that's crazy. First, there could be some backsplash. Second, germs can still get through the latex. They still can. Oh, that's ridiculous. All right, so, you know, if you see a healthcare worker that takes off their gloves, just make sure they wash your hands. Oh, that's bad. Oh, come on. I tell you, you know, sometimes people, they just blow my mind. Don't be lazy, people. You really just wash your hands. All right, so what's going on here with alcoholics and transplants? Let's see. All right, there's been a big debate, of course, decades, where they say people that quote unquote destroy their organs with alcohol don't deserve one. Give the liver transplant to somebody that won't drink their liver away. Well, there was a small French study where they found that a vast majority of patients who did get the liver without being forced to stop drinking, you know, because many times what they'll do is they'll say, well, if you could prove to us that you don't drink, you know, that you're sober 6 months before your liver transplant, maybe you'll get one. So what they did is they did a study and they found that people that still drink up to the point before their surgery were sober after their surgery and kept sober years later. The study involved, I believe, 11 patients who were suffering from alcohol-related hepatitis so severe that they would have been unlikely to survive a six-month delay. So they needed to get their livers then and now. These findings will be reported in the New England Journal of Medicine, another good read. But it's kind of interesting. You almost wonder if some people in the transplant community want that law to still stick because there's just not enough liver transplants. You know, I mean, it's very easy to ration and to say, well, look, if you drink, you don't get one. But, you know, these researchers are making a point, okay? You know, if these people aren't going to live long enough to stay sober the 6 months to prove it, why can't they get their liver now and then be sober? So, you know, they say that many people we know have already gotten liver transplants, Mickey Mantle, David Crosby, Larry Hagman. Interesting, Larry Hagman fought cancer. From what I heard, he's doing well, and then lately he got sick. I don't know what's going on with him, but Larry Hagman has been in the news. They say British soccer star George Best received a new liver in 2002, but then he started drinking again and died 3 years later. Now we know that alcohol damages the liver. What it does is it causes cirrhosis. Cirrhosis is kind of like scarring of the liver, and it really kind of causes it to harden. And, you know, people will say, you know, well, Dahlia, I drink, but you told me my liver looked good. You know, I'll wait till my liver looks bad. Well, here's the thing. All right. If liver enzymes go up, which is a sign of liver injury, if your liver is already cirrhosed, if many of the liver cells are already dead and scarred up, you will not mount a liver response like somebody who, let's say, is having a gallbladder attack or having hepatitis. So I have seen people who have very sick livers have normal looking liver enzymes because their liver is already half dead. So we're not going to see those enzymes, you see? So, honestly, if we had plenty of livers, you know, this would be a no-brainer. Fine, whoever wants one gets one. I mean, that's what I would say in a perfect world. But unfortunately, we don't. And so, you know, you want to give it to people who you think will have a long life because of it. You don't want to give somebody something as precious as a liver who, you know, is going to die anyway in a year or two. The problem is what they're trying to say is, well, you don't know, because if these people stay sober, they'll stay sober for years later. So it's an interesting study. It just, again, it still kind of fuels the controversy that's out there. All right. We're also going to be talking about probably more and more, I am hoping, over the next couple of years, is where maybe we'll be able to test other bodily fluids than blood for glucose. Now, right now, people have to prick their fingers fingers all the time to check their blood sugar. But they found, what they did is they did a test with 12 rabbits, and they found that glucose levels in tears, we're talking about tears, like crying tears, correlated to glucose levels in the blood. So if they find a way where they could test your tears to see how badly your sugars are. I mean, if you could test your tears, that's easy. I mean, I could make my husband cry every day if I had to. I mean, hey, you know, and then he, you know, he doesn't have diabetes, but everyone in his family eventually develops diabetes. So I know he's not going to want to prick his fingers. All I have to do is make him cry, right? I'll tell him I'm still going to stay married to him or something like that and make him cry. Now apparently they have tried this before and it was kind of difficult. The reason why is the tear glucose level will not equal the blood glucose level. So, you know how we want your sugar level under 100? All right, if you check your tears and it says, let's say, 70, you can't equate it, okay? It's going to be on a different scale. So they're going to have to figure out the new scale. Also, they're going to have to figure out your control. You're going to have to do a control test with your tears. So this technology is still going to be a while away, but it's so fascinating nonetheless. Still fascinating. All right, real quickly here. I know we don't have too much time with the show left. You know, still people are talking about what's been happening with Penn State and Joe Paterno and, you know, what had happened with the sodomy that had gone on within the Penn State locker room. And Joe Paterno had to resign. The president of Penn State had to resign. Well, there's been a lot of talk about how abuse reporting laws very mixed between the states. Not all states have abuse reporting laws that are pretty straightforward. In Pennsylvania, they actually, you know, one of their protocols is staff members go to, you go to the chain of command. There's only a few states, like I believe Texas, where you are required, everybody is required to go straight to the authorities. So the reason why they may not be able to charge Joe Paterno with obstruction of justice or whatever they want to charge with him not going to the authorities is we believe there's not a law in Pennsylvania saying you have to go to the authorities. So it sounds like they're going to start changing things around, and they're going to hopefully come up with some sort of a uniform language, some, you know, a language that isn't too broad, such that it, you know, kind of tells people, look, this is what you do. Rather than going to your chain of command, you know, something like this, where, you know, a 10-year-old boy is getting sodomized in a gym, you don't have to go to the chain of command. You can go straight to the authority. You can call the police department and talk to them. If you don't know how to do that, then fine. Call 911 and have them then transfer you to the right department. But it's going to be kind of interesting what they do, because like I talked about yesterday, you know, many people, they just don't know. They've never dealt with this. We in the medical field, we deal with it all the time. Anytime we see child abuse or whatever, we call the police. It's just something we've been trained to do. But many other people, they haven't been trained in this. You know, I mean, he's a football coach. He probably didn't know what the heck to do. So he went through the chain of command. But it wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough. All right. I mean, especially when you're dealing with a kid. All right. College majors. A lot of you are in college right now. Which majors could possibly guarantee you a job? Well, this one study coming from Georgetown University said if you go for actuarial science, you're going to have no unemployment, zero unemployment rate. They said if you go into astronomy or astrophysics, you're going to get a job. Educational administration and supervision, no one's unemployed. Geological and geophysical engineering, pharmacology, school student counseling. Now, agricultural economics, 1.3% graduates are unemployed. Medical technologies technician, that sounds boring, 1.4%. Atmospheric sciences and meteorology, that's kind of interesting, 1.6%. And then environmental engineering. Nah, I don't know. That sounds boring. Civil engineering, more unemployment. Like I said, if you go into nutrition, one in five of you won't get a job. Nobody wants to eat nutrition. All right, guys, we'll be back. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the day. If not, I can't wait to talk to you. We're back in a few minutes on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.